Back in 2015, Seattle City Council passed an ordinance that was finally going to get serious about gun violence. The ordinance would tax people, it would impose a special tax on the sale of each firearm and each piece of ammunition to raise about $500,000 every year to fight gun violence. But more to the point, would also send a signal that Seattle will penalize you for wanting to buy a firearm in the first place. So it was a revenue raiser, but it was also a consciousness raiser. It was a way for us to get serious about gun violence because more guns always equals more crime. So if you penalize people for buying guns, that means fewer guns. Maybe it'll mean fewer gun sellers. And that will make for a safer city. That was in 2015. So how's it working? Well, let's deal with the tax take. The first year that the Seattle gun tax went into effect, again, it's $25 for the sale of each firearm, 5 cents for every shotgun shell, 2 cents for each bullet. They did not raise $500,000 or $400,000 or $300,000 or $200,000. They raised barely $103,000. So revenue was about 80% below what we had been told. What's interesting, though, is while revenue was low, homicides began to grow, not shrink. In 2016, there were 19 homicides. And the following year, 2016 was the first full year that the gun tax was in effect. And then the following year, there was 27. Then there were 32. Now we're up to 52. So the number of homicides has more than doubled when the population is about what it was in 2016. Remember, Seattle's been losing population the last couple of years. And the amount of money, again, not 500, not 400. The current yield is, I think, 134,000. Not only that, but as Dave Workman pointed out in his terrific column on this, which is heavily documented, one of the state's leading gun sellers simply left the city and set up shop elsewhere outside Seattle. So they're still selling firearms. They're just not selling firearms in the city. Now, the city of Seattle's reaction to all this is, you know, you can imagine that if gun crime had gone way down, and if revenue from this new tax had gone way up, they would have called press conferences. They would have said, here is what we said would happen, but here's what actually happened. Crime way down and revenue way up from the gun tax. Obviously, we're spending this money wisely to stop gun violence. Obviously, we're sending a message out that Seattle is not where you want to come to buy a gun. We are against gun violence in the city of Seattle. These results show how forward-looking we were when we passed this gun tax. You missed that press conference, didn't you? Because I sure did, because it didn't happen. So since the government began to, you know, City Hall began to keep kind of a low profile about this new gun tax, Dave Workman, who is a great journalist, by the way, very much a Second Amendment guy, but a diligent reporter, inquired into how much money was actually being raised, and the city wouldn't tell him. And he finally after suing the city for violating the State Public Records Act. A King County Superior Court judge agreed with Dave Workman and forced the city to provide the data that embarrassed them. Again, they've never come even close to anywhere the revenue that they were, the numbers they were throwing out there. But the more interesting part to me is the crime data that after passing this anti-gun violence tax, as I pointed out, the number of people who have been killed in Seattle, there were 19 homicides. Now there are 52 homicides. But what about people who are wounded? What about the reports of shots being fired in the first place? Well, in 2016, the first year that the gun tax went into effect in the city of Seattle, there were reports of 265 shots fired, and 62 people were wounded. Now, this is 62 people who showed up at the hospital wounded. There are a lot of other people wounded who, if it wasn't serious, they simply didn't go to Harborview. But that was the number. 265 shots fired, reports of shots fired in 2016, 62 people wounded. In 2022, there were not 265 reports of shots fired. There were 739. Almost triple the number of shots fired in 2016. Keep in mind, the population of Seattle is about today what it was then. And the reports of shots fired have almost tripled. And speaking of tripling, the number of people wounded has gone from 62 to 157 who have shown up at area hospitals within the city of Seattle, wounded. So that's well over double, not quite tripled. So you could almost make the case that by making it harder to buy a firearm, by increasing the expense of purchasing ammunition, which again, when it comes to purchasing a gun, only law-abiding people could do that. They put you through a background check. That it made the city less safe. Now, I'm not going to say that that's the reason Seattle's crime is soaring. I think the fact that we're not prosecuting criminal activity in the first place, that we have, for all intents and purposes, legalized hard drugs and destigmatized hard drugs and have embraced, the city of Seattle has embraced drug culture. And don't be surprised when heroin, meth, and fentanyl are legal that there's going to be a huge uptick in violent crime. But it does go to show that the Seattle approach, which is, you know, not just the Seattle City Council, but the Alliance for Gun Responsibility, that approach abysmally failed to hold down crime. In fact, the entire gun control agenda over the last half dozen years that has resulted in a couple of initiatives passing, that hasn't brought down gun violence either because they're not addressing the root of gun violence. The root of gun violence are violent criminals. You focus your attention on them. That's how you bring down gun violence. You focus your attention on repeat criminals. Whether they're armed or not, repeat criminals, start cracking down. If they are armed, then crack down even harder. If someone steals a gun, if you tripled the penalty for stealing a firearm, there'll be fewer firearms stolen. If you dramatically increase the penalties on felons in possession, illegally possessing a handgun, there will be fewer felons running around with firearms. Isn't that a good thing? In Seattle, no. Much better to restrict and regulate the activities of law-abiding gun owners. And as we saw with the gun tax, it does not buy you safer streets.